Next item of business is a report and possible discussion on Central Lower Basin Project Update by John Hoffman. Mr. Hoffman?
We've got four projects to brief you up on here, three from the Central Basin and one from the Lower Basin. So let's go ahead and go to the next slide. We'll start out by giving you this map here as a backdrop for the three projects in the Central Basin that I'm going to brief you on. The first one is, David alluded to the San Gabriel Master Plan. If you'll remember, that was a study that we did with the LCRA and the city of Georgetown to take a look at wastewater issues out of the San Gabriel watershed out west of town, kind of generally speaking, south of the lake out to the San Gabriel River, the South San Gabriel River right down here, through the city of Georgetown proper and just to the east side of the city. We hired CDM to do this study a couple of years ago, and what they came back with was a recommendation that someone look at regionalizing this wastewater infrastructure. That would make better sense for all of the folks that are out there if somebody came in at a regional level, probably a river authority, either LCRA or VRA, and provided that infrastructure. Now, you'll remember from your bus tour the logistics of that area out there, and you'll remember the kind of growth projections and the actual growth that we're seeing out there in that area. So this is no small issue. The CDM study showed about $30 million of increased cost and infrastructure if you were to regionalize that infrastructure rather than allowing the local entities to kind of fight amongst themselves for who was going to serve what to whom. Now, the developments that we discussed on that bus tour, the significant developments, are probably underscored by the LCRA no longer being the deep pockets for this area here. Because of the financial situation that they have at the LCRA, and you heard Jim talk about that portfolio mix, I think in the interest of the LCRA, they've determined that they're going to take a stronger position with any future projects that they do and demand compensation for the risk that they take for coming in and financing out of their own pocket those projects. They've kind of taken a more standoffish approach to looking at wastewater in the San Gabriel west of Georgetown because of that, and have asked some very probing questions towards the city of Georgetown and some of the potential other participants about what level of compensation they would receive for participating in that way. Kind of commensurate with that state of things with the LCRA, the city of Georgetown has, for lack of a better term, summarily dismissed them from future discussions on wastewater in the San Gabriel and said that they have already hitched their water supply wagon to the Brazos River Authority, and for a lot of reasons, including the issue of reuse, they would rather do business on the wastewater side with the BRA. Now, the significant thing for us is, while that represents a wonderful opportunity for us to step in and be the regional wastewater provider here in this area, it's not going to be without cost. So what we have done is we have approached CDM about going back in and looking at the study that they did for us a couple of years ago and really refine the numbers that are in that study, including considering the latest population numbers from the local interest there. Look at including potentially some of Liberty Hill service area and maybe even the city of Leander, and get back to us with an analysis that says, okay, out of that $30 million bite of infrastructure, here's how you would sequence those discrete pieces of infrastructures. Here's when you would build the pipeline that would run down Highway 29 going out to towards 183. Here's when you would build the tunnel that goes under the city of Georgetown. Here's when you would increase the size of this existing wastewater treatment plant. Here's when you would build the new regional plant that would be to the east of the city of Georgetown. And here's the price tag associated with each of those discrete pieces so that you could see as a decision maker what you're buying into and when. What level of commitment would be expected from the Brazos River Authority and when would we be expected to provide it? That analysis will have to happen post-haste because there's, as you saw from your bus tour, developments that are happening right now that will be dependent upon, say, for example, that first leg of the pipeline that occurs just around the Wolf Ranch area there, just west of town there at Georgetown. They're going to have to build that pipeline to serve those developments that are there, and the city of Georgetown needs to know within a very short number of months whether we're going to regionalize that infrastructure to go all the way out here or whether they're only going to build it big enough to take care of their ETJ's buildup. So that is the latest and greatest on the San Gabriel Master Plan. We will be back to you, assuming everything goes well, next board meeting to talk about this in some more detail. Another thing that we want to brief you about is the water treatment side of this business. Ever since the East Williamson County plant in Taylor has been purchased by the Brazos River Authority and operational, we have had conversations with the City of Georgetown and the Chisholm Trail Special Utility District guys about the need for treated water on the west side of the City of Georgetown by the City of Georgetown and really by Chisholm Trail Sud. This is a kind of an interesting agreement whereby the Chisholm Trail guys and the Georgetown guys don't always necessarily see eye to eye on things. And they have been trying to negotiate amongst themselves an opportunity to build some more treatment on this side of the of town and this side of the lake, but they have thus far been unsuccessful. The Brazos River Authority has entered the game and begun to be a part of those discussions and have been sitting at the table with the Georgetown guys and with the Chisholm Trail guys and trying to serve in the role of facilitator and potentially in the role of the financier of this infrastructure and the managing the construction and potentially even operation of water treatment plant. It's really early in this process for us to know how big of a plant we're talking about or when we would build it, because the Chisholm Trail guys are about to finish up a study that will allow us to see just how much water they're going to need and when. Right now, I would project that we're looking at about a 5 million gallon per day plant, initial plant, but we'll need to get the numbers from the locals before we go any farther. And again, that would be something we would come back to you in brief. As a side note, you remember the Jonah issue where we talked about financing some infrastructure for Jonah. We may have some interest from the Chisholm Trail folks to do some similar financing of infrastructure for them in the future. The East Williamson County facility out here at Granger, you know, we have that major construction project that's going on out there right now. We're taking that 5 MGD plant and we're going to expand it to 12.8 MGD. And I wanted to just give you an update on where we are with the construction. And I've learned in this new position as a basin manager that it's easy to be a little schizo. Because on the one hand, and as a good West Texan, I know I always pray for rain. Because no matter how much rain you have, you can always use a little bit more because you never know when you're going to get droughty again. The downside of that is that while you are always wonderfully thankful for the rain when it's provided to you and for the effect that it has on the levels of your reservoirs, you're painfully aware of the fact that it's stopping a construction project if you've got one somewhere. So the blessing of the drought that we had through the fall up until this recent spat of wet weather was that if you're in the construction side of things, you can really make hay. And our guys at East Williamson County and then in the expansion of the Brushy Creek project, they've made very good time on their construction. And right now we're running on time and we're running on budget. So life is good with that respect. That's not to say that if we don't start, continue to receive rainfall like we've received over the course of the last 30 days here in Central Texas, that might not change things. But I wanted to bring you up to date on that. Now let's go to the next slide. Talk about the lower basin for just a second. I already mentioned to you about these folks that are struggling to deal with the subsidence district requirements. Last Thursday night, Gabe and Kathy Dominguez and Tim John and I went down to attend a day's worth of briefings with the local interest that included the cities of Richmond and Rosenberg, several of the MUDs that have expressed interest in working with the BRA, and the North Fort Bend Water Authority. And at issue was the fact that the North Fort Bend Water Authority has also been studying with Richmond and Rosenberg some potential water supply options. We did a study that showed folks that they could cost effectively convert to surface water, but that it would have a fairly significant impact on their rate base. That for them to convert to surface water when they've been paying for the most part nothing for the supply and just paying a modest amount of money for whatever debt they have and for chlorination of that groundwater, it was going to require a lot more infrastructure and a lot more operations and maintenance costs to do surface water treatment on a regular basis, and that they needed to understand that. And as a public entity, we felt obligated to try to represent those numbers as realistically as we could, no matter how ugly those numbers might be. So the number that we threw out for discussion purposes, and we caveated the number saying, listen, this isn't the number that you'd be able to contract for. This is a number based on a series of assumptions. And that number was about $3.19 per 1,000 gallons of treated water. The North Fort Bend Water Authority guys, meanwhile, have been a participant in our process, but they had their own process going on, and they did their own set of numbers based on a different set of assumptions. And they came out with a number that was $1.50-something. So the question you walk away from that is, goodness, how did they get so low? Or conversely, how did we get so high? Because I know what went into our numbers, and I think we made good assumptions. And the customers, as you can imagine, really started asking questions about that. And the tenor of those requests got higher and higher as the North Fort Bend Water Authority put an ultimatum on those folks and said, by the end of January, we need to hear from you whether you're going to go with us or not, because we're going to move on without you if you aren't. January 31st is this week. And there was no concise description of the difference between those two numbers that are floating around out there in the public domain. So BRA staff, with the basin staff, with the technical services staff, got together with our consultants and really worked hard to try to determine what the nature of the two numbers were and why they look so different. And what was it, an apples-to-apples comparison or not? And what we were able to determine was that the studies were so fundamentally different and the assumptions behind each of the study parameters was so fundamentally different that not only did you not have an apples-to-apples comparison, you didn't have an apples-to-oranges comparison, you had an apples-to-a-pork-chop comparison. So those numbers really do represent completely different looks at the same deal. So we had a really good meeting with, it was a joint meeting between the cities of Richmond and Rosenberg on Thursday evening, whereby we kind of rolled this out and told them, listen, guys, there's some significant differences in the assumptions that we used on things like how they handled debt. What was the basis for the rate itself? What is the economies of scale associated with the plant? You know, if North Fort Bend Water Authority comes into it, all of a sudden it's double the size. The logistics of the plant, things like that. So when we got to the end of the conversation, what we got from the folks around the table there, from the councilmen and the mayors and the city managers, was at least as far as their comments and their body language was concerned, it looks like at this stage of the game that they're going to probably not go with the North Fort Bend Water Authority, and that there's a good chance that they would sign a contract for water with the Brazos River Authority, if not participate with us in the development of a regional water treatment plant. So far, so good. We'll know better this week when that deadline hits from the North Fort Bend Water Authority and they've officially had to say we're in or not. There's no action on required on any of these items. I just wanted to make sure that we had an opportunity to brief you up on the latest and greatest in the Central Basin and the Lower Basin. And if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them at this time. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much, sir.